you know, cars and trucks and lorries move back and what? Forward and back every day, not only what? On the day, but also at night, right? So you cannot open your windows even though you feel quite hot during hot summer. Why? You can't go to sleep because of terrible noise. 对不对？所以你如果住在这个几环路的这边上就麻烦了，想开窗没门，然后夜晚睡觉呢也睡不成了。 And we know noise what? Drives people mad. 这噪音还会使人怎么样发疯啊、yeah. 所以这一个 however 一出现，那么它起到的作用是什么呢？ We are quite clear. Rubbish take food and vegetable and are terrible. But there is more dangerous pollution in front of you, right? 这一个 however 一出现，它暗含的语义，虽然垃圾的问题、便宜食品和蔬菜的问题它很严重，然而更严重的还在后面等着你。所以我说这个连接它是相当自然，这一个小小的连接词 however， 你是否能想到用 however？就是不用 however， 你也应该想到应该用到 nonetheless， 是不是？ There is even more insidious， insidious 暗中危害的，危阴险的。那么这里它强调是更严重的， right？ Kind of pollution that particularly affects 坏的影响 affect urban area 影响的这个城市地区， and invades our daily life 侵扰着我们的日常生活。And that is noise. 这一个小小的 and， 那么这就是噪音。Burglar alarms going off at any time of the day or night serve only to annoy passersby and actually assist burglars to burgle. Of course, I should say the writer is a what? Narrating. 我应该说作者确实在夸张，但这不妨是一个我们生活中常见的例子。以具体实例来说明第一。语句它的一个基本内容了。好，分析一下这个句子结构。 Burglar alarm 防盗警报器， going off 所表的 ing 形式修饰说明 burglar alarm 做定语的。好，我换成另一从句， burglar alarms that go off at any time of the day or night， right？ 那么本句的谓语动词 serve 充当的作用，一定要注意起到的作用，充当的作用就是什么，我们常用 serve， serveOnly to annoy passersby， 所起到作用只不过是吓唬过路人，打扰过路人。And actually， 好，它是哪一个词的并列？你发现 assist 之前并没有出现 to， 因为 to 不必重复。好 ，and only to annoy passersby and actually assist burglar to burgle， 所以它和 annoy 是平行的。所以日夜不绝于耳的防盗警报器，它所起的作用也只不过是打扰过路人，而确切实际上呢，却帮助入室行窃的人去偷东西了。Call alarms constantly scream at us in the street。那么要知道，这个汽车这个喇叭不断的在街上向我们鸣叫着。好 ，constantly 换一个表达方式 ，incessantly， right？Continuously, got it? And are a source of profound irritation. 而这汽车的喇叭也只不过是我们一种令人非常烦躁的起因。它并没有运用 car alarms lead to our irritation, right? 它没有说这个 car alarms 导致了我们的烦躁，而用到了比较规范的书面用语 car alarms are.A source of profound irritation. 把这句话要背熟。好，那你再次翻译语句。她的丈夫每月能赚很多钱，那可是她的一棵摇钱树。这摇钱树怎么来表达？摇钱树 ，OK. So her husband earns what? A lot of money every month. So we should say.He is a source, but he is her source of income, right? Income 收入啊， 她是她丈夫是她收入的来源，那比较符合我们中文的表达方式，那是她一棵摇钱树。Do you have such a source of income? 有这样的摇钱树吗？ OK, maybe you have to depend on yourself. 你得依靠你自己哈。You are the source of income. 你就是你自己的一棵摇钱树。好，我们再次回到这个课文当中来。A recent survey of the effects of noise revealed, surprisingly, that dogs barking incessantly in the night rated the highest form of noise pollution on a scale ranging from 1 to 7. Okay, I feel surprised. 我都很吃惊。So when I talk about noise, I never think of dogs barking.我在提到噪音污染的时候从来没有想到这个狗叫、所以作者是这一个典型例子、A recent survey 最近的一项调查 of the effect of noise 这是本句的主语，一定要搞清这句是比较长。那么最近调查结果好 reveal 谓语动词表明了，你感到吃惊吗？ Surprisingly、So the writer asked us a question that 引导宾语从句，那最近的调查结果显示了表明了什么呢？ Dogs barking 狗叫声 incessantly in the night, 注意 barking incessantly in the night, 那么它是说明什么的？ Dogs 啊。那么在夜晚连续不断狂吠的这狗，好，这句话呢它的谓语动词呢 rated the highest form of noise on a scale ranging from 1 to 7，那么它的这种噪音的这个频率，它的最高点已经达到了什么的范围啊？ Ranging from 1 to 7是修饰 scale. On a scale, I should say on a large scale, on a big scale 啊，到了很严重的程度，它的区域范围是从1到7。注意，你发现这个 ranging, ing 形式修饰 scale 的。The survey revealed a large number of sources of noise that we really dislike. 那么这项调查还揭示了好多种噪音源，这些噪音源都是我们憎恨的，相当不喜欢的。It's that 所引导于宾语，定语从句修饰说明的 noise. Lawnmowers, 这是以具体的例子来说明这一点了，所以我要求你把 the survey revealed a large number of sources of noise that we really dislike 要背熟。这是属于综述的语句。So what are they? 都有什么噪音呢？ Lawnmowers whining on a summer's day, late night parties in apartment blocks, noisy neighbors, vehicles of all kinds, especially large container trucks thundering through quiet village. 我要提出一个简洁的问题，就是以后我们同学在写作的时候，在列举一系列事实的时候要注意。刚刚我们曾经提到了 deal with rubbish， 强调的是四种方法 deal with rubbish， 我们用到了动词 dump it， reuse it， attempt to produce less， right， 都是动词，因为强调是 deal with。 那么你发现这里的结构形式都用的是什么形式？名词结构，因为它和哪一个形式相呼应的？ source， right。 The survey revealed a large number of sources of noise， 所以和这个 sources它的来源起因是相呼应的，所以后面的例子都应该是采用什么结构？名词结构，包括名词，名词性短语。Lawnmowers whining on a summer's day， 关键词 lawnmower 割草机。那接受了 ing 现在分词的限定，表示日夜在炎热夏天不绝于耳的割草机的轰隆的声音。接下来我们看强调的 late night parties in apartment block， 重点突出是哪意思？Parties 在公寓里面到深夜的 party， noise neighbors 什么 neighbors vehicles of all kinds， vehicle 各种各样的机动车辆， especially large container trucks， 关键词 container trucks， 那集装箱卡车 thundering through quiet village， 那么它和我们这里的 lawnmowers whining on the summer days 是一致的，分词做定语，所以轰轰隆隆驶过宁静山村的集装箱卡车。 Of course all of them are sources of noise， right， 注意名词结构啊。 planes and helicopters flying overhead, 好，还是平行结构，从我们头上飞过的飞机，直升飞机， large radios carried around in public places， 这个 VVD 为什么用 carried， 怎么不用 carrying 了？ You know, people carry radios, right? 人们携带这个收音机，既然你提到了 large radios， 所以必须使用过去分词做定语嘛，被在公众场合到处携带行走的这个收音机， and played at maximum volume， 那么它的音量是开到了最大。 Why? So in public places it is quite a noise. If you want to hear your radio, you must play it on maximum volume, right? 你要听见收音机的声音，要没有用那个耳机，你必须把音量放到最大。Now let's continue to study lesson 47. 我们继续进行第47课的课文。So please come back to page 216. 所以我们回到216页。Now line 23, 23行。So large radios carried around in public places and played at maximum volume. 和我们上一次课重点给同学们讲到的一个内容，就是要注意句式结构要保持一致，这种一致性很重要，我们称之为平行结构。好，我们提到它的重点突出是名词啊 ，sources of noise， 所以 sources of noise 是噪音的来源 ，so lawnmower, parties, neighbors, vehicles and so on, right? Okay. New technology has also made its own contribution to noise.好，请同学们把这句话一定要背熟。In fact, according to this sentence, the writer illustrates another cause. 那么作者呢是通过这个语句论述了这个噪音的另外一个缘由。New technology has also made its own contribution to. 它表达的非常夸张，因为我们用到了一个固定的短语 make contribution to， 对什么做出巨大的贡献。In fact, the writer wants to say, new technology has also led to noise. Got it? Yeah. Or resulted in noise. 它说明想导致，所以它是从讽刺反面的角度去表述的。所以现代的技术对于产生噪音也做出了突出的贡献。Huh? Okay. Do you think that's a great contribution? 你觉得这是一个很大的贡献吗？ No.